Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 81 through 119, and Sections 77 through 83, or Unit 17. Preparation material for the home study teacher. Summary of daily home study lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they studied Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 81 through 119, and Sections 77 through 83, or Unit 17, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 81 through 119, and Section 77. As students concluded their study of the vision of the kingdoms of glory, they learned that those who will inherit the celestial kingdom must suffer in hell before they are redeemed by the Savior. They also learned that the kingdom of glory we inherit will be determined by our actions in this life and the desires of our hearts. Day 2, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 78 through 80. While studying the Lord's commandment to create the united firm, students learned that doing the things the Lord has commanded prepares us for a place in the celestial kingdom. They also learned that if we receive all things with thankfulness, the Lord will multiply our blessings. Day 3, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81. As students learned about the Lord's instructions to counselors in the First Presidency, they discovered that the presidency of the high priesthood holds the keys of God's kingdom on the earth. In addition, they learned that counselors in a presidency are to support and strengthen the president. Students also learned that if we are faithful in our callings, we can do a great good for others. Day 4, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 82 through 83. From the Lord's instructions to early church leaders, students learned that, quote, "Of him unto whom much is given, much is required," end quote. Doctrine and Covenants 82, verse 3. Students studied the Lord's warning that if we sin again after repenting, our former sins return. They also learned that if we will obey the Lord, he will always keep his promises to bless us. Introduction. This lesson can help students identify principles from the example set by the prophet Joseph Smith when he asked questions of the Lord about the book of Revelation. Suggestions for teaching. Note, students learned about two scripture mastery passages this week. They used Doctrine and Covenants, Section 78, verse 19, to write a two-minute talk. You may want to invite a few students to present their talks to the class. They also work to memorize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verse 10. Consider inviting the class to recite this verse together. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 77. The Lord answers Joseph Smith's questions about the book of Revelation. Ask students to silently consider what they have recently learned in their personal scripture study. Invite a few of them to share an insight they have gained. Then ask a few to share questions they have had during their personal study. These might include questions about the meaning of a word or phrase, the historical background of what they read, or the importance of a particular verse. The purpose of this exercise is not to answer students' questions about the scriptures, but to emphasize the importance of asking questions as we study. After a few students have shared, ask the following question. What has helped you understand the scriptures better and find answers to questions you have had? To help students understand the context of Doctrine and Covenants, Section 77, invite them to read the section introduction and look for what the prophet Joseph Smith was doing when he received this revelation. After students report what they have found, you may want to point out that the phrase, "in connection with the translation of the scriptures," refers to the Lord's command that Joseph Smith make inspired revisions to the King James Version of the Bible. These revisions are now known as the Joseph Smith translation. Explain that while Joseph Smith was working on the book of Revelation, he asked the Lord about the meaning of some of the verses. The questions he asked and the answers the Lord revealed are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 77. Encourage students to look for insights as they study Doctrine and Covenants Section 77 that can help them deepen their understanding of the Scriptures. Invite students to notice how the format of Doctrine and Covenants 77 is different from that of other sections in the Doctrine and Covenants. They should notice the letters Q and A next to each verse or paragraph throughout the section. explain that each Q represents a question from Joseph Smith. Each A precedes the Lord's response. Ask who has read some or all of the book of Revelation. What can be challenging about reading the book of Revelation? If students do not mention it, you may want to explain that the book of Revelation can be difficult to understand because of the symbolism it contains. To give an example of symbolic imagery in the book of Revelation, invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. Ask the class to follow along, looking for symbols in these verses. Invite the class to name these symbols and ask a student to write them on the board. Answers could include a rainbow around a throne, 4 and 20 seats, crowns of gold, 7 lamps of fire, a sea of glass, and 4 beasts. Invite a student to read aloud Joseph Smith's question in Doctrine and Covenants 77, verse 1. Ask a student to circle on the board the symbol that Joseph asked the Lord to help him understand, the sea of glass. Then ask another student to read the Lord's explanation in Doctrine and Covenants 77, verse 1. How does this answer help us better understand Revelation chapter 4, verse 6? Divide students into pairs. Ask each pair to read Doctrine and Covenants 77, verses 2 through 5 together, looking for additional questions Joseph Smith asked about the symbols in Revelation 4 and the answers the Lord gave to those questions. After sufficient time, invite a few students to share how the Lord's answers to Joseph Smith's questions help them understand some of the symbolic imagery in Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. Invite students to ponder how they would use what they have learned from Doctrine and Covenants 77 to summarize what John described in Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. Invite a few students to share their summaries. Then ask the following question. What can we learn from Doctrine and Covenants 77 about a prophet's role in helping us understand the meaning of Scripture? Although students may use other words, they should express the following doctrine. The Lord reveals the correct interpretation of Scripture through His prophets. You may want to suggest that students write this doctrine in their Scriptures near the beginning of Doctrine and Covenants 77. Why do you think it is important to learn what prophets have taught concerning what we study in the Scriptures? Where can we find prophets' teachings about the meaning of what we read in the Scriptures? As students respond to this question, point out that Doctrine and Covenants 77 demonstrates that the words of the prophets recorded in the Scriptures can help explain other Scriptures. Many times, one passage of Scripture will explain or interpret what has been revealed in another passage. Explain that the footnotes contained in the Scriptures often provide references to these helpful passages. To illustrate this point, invite a student to read Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 silently, looking for what John saw in the hand of the person who was sitting on the throne. Ask students to report what they have found. If students are using the Latter-day Saint edition of the King James Version of the Bible, invite them to turn to the scripture referenced in footnote B in Revelation 5:1. The footnote should be Doctrine and Covenants 77, verse 6. If students do not have access to the LDS edition of the King James Version of the Bible, invite them to turn directly to Doctrine and Covenants 77, verse 6, after they describe what they found in Revelation 5, verse 1. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 77, verses 6 and 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for Joseph Smith's questions about Revelation 5, verse 1, as well as the Lord's responses. It may be helpful to explain that the 7,000 years refers to the time since the fall of Adam and Eve. It is not referring to the actual age of the earth, including the periods of creation. Ask students to use their own words to summarize the questions and the answers. After completing this activity, point out how using the footnotes as we study the Scriptures can help us discover what prophets have said about the Scriptures we are reading. Point out that although only prophets have the authority to interpret the Scriptures for the world, each of us should be searching for understanding and personal application as we study the Scriptures individually. How can we liken what Joseph Smith did as he studied and pondered the book of Revelation to our personal Scripture study? Students may identify a principle such as the following. If we inquire of the Lord, He can help us understand the Scriptures. Why is it important to search for correct meaning of the Scriptures and then seek for personal application? Ask students to ponder a time when they have asked the Lord to help them understand the Scriptures and how to apply teachings in the Scriptures to their own circumstances. Invite a few students to share their experiences. Explain that the remainder of Doctrine and Covenants 77 contains more questions Joseph Smith asked about the book of Revelation and the Lord's answers to these questions. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 77 verses 8 through 15 by telling students that this revelation allowed Joseph Smith to learn about some of the events that will take place before the Savior's second coming. Inform students that when they study the book of Revelation in the future, the Lord's answers in Doctrine and Covenants 77 can help them understand the meaning of the symbolic imagery in the book. Conclude this lesson by sharing your testimony of the doctrines and principles discussed in this lesson, or by sharing an experience you have had as a result of turning to the Lord for help in understanding the Scriptures. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants, sections 84 through 87. To prepare students for their study during the coming week, you may want to invite them to consider the following. Have you ever considered all that Heavenly Father has? Did you know that He promised to share all that He has with us? Your study of Doctrine and Covenants, sections 84 through 87, will help you better understand what you must do to know God and to obtain all the blessings He has in store for you.